This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour, Friday is upon us, the 16th of September. Another 5 days under our belts, ticking away the month of September. Let's play Hero or Zero. I'm going to go through a list of names. You tell me whether this person is a hero or a zero. Everybody ready?
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Hero or Zero? Edward Snowden. Victoria?
Hero.
Hero. All right, Richie?
Zero.
Really? All right, so
I give him props for many things, but in the end, I got to go zero.
Okay. Jimmy Fallon, hero or zero?
I like Jimmy Fallon. He's sort of neutral. Is there one in the middle?
Yeah, see, that's where I was with Snowden.
In the middle?
Yeah. Right.
But that doesn't mean, that's the wimp out. Yeah, that's what Richie's, every American becoming wimps because they don't take stand.
Oh, I will on Fallon. Hero. I love him.
Hero.
Great.
All right.
Fantastic.
All right,
hero.
Sure.
Better than
Jen. Okay. Oh, for sure.
Okay, so he's a hero. Both of you say he's a hero.
Okay. And I love Jay.
Chelsea Clinton, hero or zero?
I love Chelsea, hero.
Okay.
See, here you do it again. As a person, I think she's a nice person, but you know what? Her mother would do anything to be president, and she's
It's not about her mother. This is Chelsea Clinton. No other connection. She's a zero. All right? And you say she's a hero. Is that what you said?
She's done a lot of great work for women.
She has. Yeah. Yep, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Your high school principal, hero or zero?
Oh, hero. I loved my high school principal. She was amazing.
Really? Richie?
Yeah.
Zero.
Why?
I got accused one time of cheating when I didn't.
Uh-huh.
Confronted the teacher with it when she wrote it on my test. And the principal decided not to believe me and to believe the teacher instead. So, zero.
Okay, zero. That brings me to something that's extraordinarily important. And this is a reflective question. I do a lot of things on this program to get you to think about how somebody, for example, you might put your boss in the hero or zero zone, or people in your life. Just it's something to think about during the course of the day. But bringing me around to what you just said about a person accusing you of something that you didn't do, that really is... I don't know how to best. We've all been there, and we've probably all done it. You've probably done it to somebody. You've accused them of doing something that they really didn't do, and you've probably had it done to you.
And you've gotten away with things that you did that you weren't ever accused of.
I think that's probably true as well. But I think more the focus is often on people who say you did something and you didn't do it.
Right.
And how you combat that. How do you get beyond it? How do you deal with that in your life? If you've had that happen to you, Victoria, how have you dealt with it? And this is the rhetorical question for everybody who's listening. Someone has, I'm betting, at some point in your time, in your life, has said, why did you do that? Or whether it's your mother, your father, your girlfriend, whether it was your children, your boss, it doesn't make any difference. If you've been wrongly accused of something, how have you worked your way through it, around it, or above it?
I have a very vivid memory. The first time this ever happened to me, I was in fourth grade. Mrs. Randolph, you suck. And she accused me of cheating on a test, which I didn't do. And I went home, and I was very upset. And as a very young, serious little Capricorn, integrity is very important to us. And I went home, and I told my mom, I'm being accused of something I didn't do. And luckily, my mom believed me, and we went right into the school, met with the principal and the teacher, and I stood up for myself, and my mom backed me up, and it was one of those moments that really solidified how important it is to have parents who believe you when you are really telling the truth. So ever since then, I was always taught to stand up for yourself.
How did your mother know you were telling the truth? How did your mother know you were telling the truth?
I think she just knew her kid and just knew that I was so upset about being accused of something that I think it was probably pretty obvious.
Mm-hmm. All right. Richie, you ever been accused of something that you didn't do?
Well, I told you my story of the test there. I was in the car business.
Okay.
I've been accused of hundreds of things I didn't do. So,
you sold me a lemon.
Well, and I'll tell you, it's funny because that really shaped me a lot because my first year or two in the car business before I got into the wholesale side of it, which was the family business, I had to do the retail side of it to kind of learn the ropes. Mm-hmm. And people come up to you with a like they know you already. They walk up and they say, I know this guy. Watch this, honey. Watch me handle this guy. Not knowing how I'm going
to
treat them.
Predisposed as to who you were.
Predisposed,
you were,
thank you.
Yeah.
And it teaches you how to not be on the defensive, but to counter the way they are treating you so that then you surprise them in the way that they end up thinking of you. And it was really interesting to watch. It's a social experiment because you get to be so nice to somebody who thinks you're the absolute biggest jerk on the face of the earth, and you're going to rip them off the thousands of dollars from their retirement fund, and you would old ladies' money and all that other stuff. And by the end of the deal, they end up going, he's not a bad guy.
Yeah.
And it really taught me a lot in those couple of years of how to deal with people. So people thinking that I would do something to them really taught me a lot, and I appreciate this few years I had.
I wonder how many people who have multiple siblings in their family think about their mother or father's favorite child, and if he or she got away with things that they didn't or couldn't because there seemed to be favoritism under the circumstances, the things that your siblings got away with. That they ought not to have gotten away with because your mother, your father had a distorted point of view. And I think this is real. I think a lot of people think this is real, and I think it is real in a lot of circumstances. There was a survey this week in the Journal of Marriage and Family focusing on mothers who get closer to one child than to others. And there is in that circumstance fault found where there ought not to be. And then, there are a lot of other things that are in this survey, but what I took away from it is the special relationship between mothers and daughters. Oftentimes, although it didn't happen in my family, it was something that I saw in other families, and maybe this is part of just understanding life. Fathers like their daughters, mothers like their sons, look at the stories that come from the criminal world. My son would never do something like that. And you know, by looking at the guy, that he would do exactly what he's charged with doing. But mothers get blinders on when it comes to their sons. And oftentimes sons get away. The same thing with fathers, I think. I don't know that I would say that was the case with me, although I'm sure that my daughter got away with things when she was a kid. that she did. I think my son was much more prone to that, frankly, than was my daughter. But it's another good exercise, food for thought. 15 past the hour in a moment, what the government is doing to horses. Wait till you hear this.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear from you. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. It's easy and quick. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where five lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com. On behalf of Doug, Jen, and me, we look forward to hearing from you.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I can have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
Well, have no fear. Staples is here. We can print same or next day.
Wow. Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% back in rewards on all cover printing. Brochures, flyers, even signs.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our cover printing.
Yep, I got it.
Get 20% back in rewards on all color printing. Staples. Make more happen.
Instant 2916 exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
It's time for the biggest bridal sale of the season at David's Bridal, where you'll find the perfect dress for your style and your budget. Select wedding dresses, originally $300 to $600, are now just $99. Plus, take $20 off all bridesmaid dresses and save on everything for your head-to-toe look, including veils, shoes, lingerie, and more. Hurry in. This sale ends October 4th, only at David's Bridal.
Hey guys, do you know the key to being the best dressed this upcoming fall? It's the Men's Fall Wardrobe Sale at JCPenney. Starting this Thursday, find stylish suit separates at 50% off. An easy way to step up your sport coats and dress pants game. Hurry in and stack on your savings with $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items throughout the store. Get ready to create your own fall look. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, valid 9/15 to 9/17. Some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
All right, this is a focus on the Bureau of Land Management.
Oh, those guys.
Yep, bad guys. Those of us who grew up watching Westerns on TV and all of the horses that were there, and those of us who like horses these days, those of us who pay attention to animals large and small, you may or may not be moved by the fact that the Bureau of Land Management says they're going to kill 45,000 wild horses, sort of as a profit thing. They used to remove them and put them on farms or ranches. They would take them off of their land, the Bureau of Land Management land. They put them on private farms. But now they seem not to want to bother with this. They don't. The wild horses. Yeah, it's like in any other circumstance. People say in the deer hunting season here, for as a matter of fact, where I am, we kill the deer because there's too many of them. In New York, they kill the rats because there's too many of them. And so out in the West, they think that these are commodities, and they just think, okay, we'll shoot them all because we got too many of them. I can't tell you that I think that there's any real merit to this. Frankly, there are a lot of people would be happy to take. I remember taking horses and donkeys and stuff here that had been rescued. I find it...
There's no reason for this at all.
No, I find it very troubling.
At least the deer that they shoot in the woods behind my house, the county does, they take the meat and they feed the hungry with it.
I think I'll post a...
do that with the horses.
I think we'll post the story with a poll.
I'm on it right now.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Just post it at Facebook.com, DJB Show. 21 after the hour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Shocker. Prince again in the music news, 23 and change past the hour. The family has announced a tribute concert in honor of Prince's memory. Stevie Wonder is going to highlight a Prince tribute concert in St. Paul, Minnesota on the 13th of next month. His musical friends all will be there, like Christina Aguilera, Chaka Khan, John Mayer, Tori Kelly, Anita Baker, Dougie Fresh, Luke James, Bilal, and Mint Condition.
Mint Condition's great. I saw them open for Prince the one time I got to see Prince. Yeah. Yeah, they're great.
Morris Day and the Time.
Even better.
Judas Hill. Liz Warfield.
She's phenomenal. Yep.
New Power Generation. Third Eyed Girl. All performing at the Prince Family Tribute.
That is one heck of a lineup.
There would be a TV special wrapped around that.
I hope so. I'll
be sure of that. October 13th. Next up musically, the name Julian Lennon in the musical news today. Got a photography exhibit. He's been the star of six albums, but then he turned to photography a couple of years ago. Says, I'm always doing music, recording a new version of Saltwater. which laments poverty and environmental devastation. Be in time for Christmas. He has stripped away the harmonies of the original to make the song an expression of sort of raw, guttural pain. He says this is more relevant than ever. What the blank are we doing to the world? That's a pretty good question, Mr. Lennon.
Yeah.
I think that's a very good question.
He's actually, I saw one of his exhibits, his photography exhibits. He's actually very talented. I mean, it's not surprising.
You know, magazines, yeah.
That's why he's a photographer now, is because he's more worried about the message of his song than he is the song itself. You know, if you were Marvin Gaye and you're doing What's Going On, he wrote the song first and then he incorporated the message.
Yeah.
Julian Lennon is all about what the blank is going on with the world. I'm going to write a song about it, and it gets lost.
Yeah, all right, so why don't we put his pictures up to Marvin Gaye's What's Going On? That might be a better way. Put the pictures up to that song, because that would get more attention. More people are going to pay attention to Marvin Gaye's What's Going On than they are to Lennon and Saltwater. That's just the way it is. All right,
well,
let's
he's gotten a good endorsement from U2. He's been friendly with them
with
and
Bono.
Has photographed them on tour. So.
Well, U2's another great example. The music came first, and then they incorporated the message.
Yeah.
You always said that they got their message from the Bible.
They do.
Well,
most
originally.
Of their music, I mean, incorporates some kind of biblical verse.
All right, next up, singer JoJo got a new single. This is her first album in 10 years. Been locked up in limbo battling with a record company. We've never heard that story before. She's been acting, apparently, so she can make some dough to pay her legal bills. New album, though, called Mad Love. What do you know about this, Victoria?
This is, her fans are really excited about this. This is the first single called Mad Love as well. The album drops October 14th, and she's got a big voice, and her fans are just really happy she's back.
What's her background? I don't know. Remember her from 10 years ago.
Disney kid.
Oh, okay.
Nickelodeon kid from a long time ago.
All right, got it. There's the recognition factor. 28 past the hour.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear from you. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. It's easy and quick. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com. On behalf of Doug, Jen, and me, we look forward to hearing from you.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You don't have to be a pet psychic. You don't need a special power to interpret what your dog says. I believe any owner, if sufficiently interested, can come to understand how their dog speaks and exactly what they're saying. Learning how to understand the language of dogs, what I refer to as doggy dialogue, can bring your relationship with your pet to new heights. The noises that a dog makes, they're called vocalizations, do not relay worded messages, of course, but they do give us an insight into your dog's emotions. Fido's barking can indicate that he's alert, fearful, or even protective. The sound of the bark reveals much about what's happening. The so-called normal bark shows alertness, but when the pitch becomes high and shrill, your dog is fearful. A deeper, more resounding bark indicates aggression. As a matter of fact, the deeper the bark and the deeper the growl, the more aggression is being shown. You know, if you watch your dog carefully every day, you can really tell their moods by their body language and the way they vocalize. They know yours. It's about time you knew theirs. I'm Warren Eckstein.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, we have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Song is that we all love being here. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Jennifer back with her stories from the wedding, etc. on Monday. Meanwhile, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington focused on the most common traits of optimistic people. Are you an optimist? Would you consider yourself, Victoria, an optimistic person?
Happily, yes.
All right. She's a happy optimist. Richie, would you consider yourself an optimist?
Stupidly optimistic.
A stupid optimist.
Yep.
Okay. So, how about you? Are you an optimist? Are you a pessimist? You have strong opinions? The interesting thing about this overview, public opinion and science have long held that optimists are going to live a better, longer life. If you look at the glass half full, that's better. There was a study of 100,000 Americans, American women, in fact, who proclaimed that optimists live longer. The study proved that upbeat people everywhere get more cheery. Pessimists are grumpy. What do you call me?
Captain Curmudgeon?
Yeah, but see, I'm not a pessimist.
Today
you're
okay.
I have my moments. I'm okay today? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
But the focus on how long you live and how well you live is always on people's minds.
Mm-hmm.
And these experts say that there are certain things about optimists that kind of consistent. For example, optimists are more resilient. They bounce back from painful experiences faster than those who are pessimists. I think that's
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
When is that? What are you doing?
I don't know. That's Victoria being very optimistic.
Yeah, oh, okay. I guess so.
Optimists are more likely to quit things due to their hopeful nature. Optimists are more likely to exercise regularly and are more proactive about living a healthy lifestyle. They're more grateful. Optimists more grateful for good things and the good people in their life. They sleep better. They're more altruistic and they are consistently quicker to forgive than those who are pessimistic. I think this is all fairly common sense stuff, isn't it?
Well, it would make sense that people, whether you consider them optimists or not, people who just have these traits, you would guess, would live longer.
Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
You would think, you know, and ultimately, part of the study that I read, ultimately, it all equaled their overall stress levels were a lot lower, which I'm assuming would then be tied with lower blood pressure, lower rates of heart disease. I mean, there's probably a lot of other medical things tied into that.
Really, your super beats are optimists.
I can't stand being around people who are pessimists. I fired a guy once.
Good for you.
Just because he was just such a downer.
Yeah.
I mean, walking up and down the halls, just bringing everybody down. I'm like, dude, I do not need that kind of energy running around here. Yeah. Beat it.
See ya.
Yeah.
And the forgiveness thing to me is really interesting.
Most important thing anybody can do is forgive and move on.
Yeah, forgiveness is really tough for a lot of people.
It is.
It's not an easy thing for people who are even optimistic. But that to move on and to forgive and to not have that weigh you down, someone else's negative actions towards you, if you don't let that go, that's only going to weigh you down. It doesn't weigh them down.
Nope.
And that's moving. My whole thing with, I mean, we talk about all the race issues in this country. And easy for me to say, but if you worry so much about what other people think about you, you are never going to get past anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be comfortable and with yourself before you can move on with not worrying about what other people think about you.
You got to learn about yourself. It takes a lifetime sometimes.
It does.
I'm getting there myself. I'm really just getting there. After all of these years of life experiences, and I've had a wonderful, fabulous life to this point. I've done extraordinary things, been to extraordinary places, met extraordinarily wonderful people all over the world. And yet I'm not figuring it out. I think most people, if they're living a good life, they're figuring it out all through their life because things change so much.
Mm-hmm.
You adapt to so many the people that are new in your life, to the new thinking that's around. And you know, otherwise, you get stagnant. And if you get stagnant, you are going to be D-E-A-D. If you're not physically dead, you're going to be dead in your head. Why don't we? You know what? Let's see if we can, Richie, call the patent and trade office. See if I can patent the phrase dead in the head.
Isn't that where deadheads came from, though?
The dead in the head?
Well, the Grateful Dead followers.
Dead in the head.
They were all doped up.
Dead in the head. I don't want to be in that league.
Yeah.
The discussion of the protest in North Dakota has gotten some heat this week, and I'll take a little credit for that. The Dakota Access Pipeline, massive oil pipeline project, carry about 470,000 barrels of crude oil a day from the North Dakota oil fields over to Chicago. So it could be put on tankers and moved to where it needs to go to be refined. It's near the Native American reservation, and that seems to be the problem. Although yesterday when you looked at the coverage, you said there were a lot of these pipelines that went near water. Either little rivers.
When you look at a map of the pipelines that run across this country, from Ohio east, it would be impossible not to travel somewhere over water, underwater, and not hit one of these things. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
So the oil spills that may come from these, are they close enough to water to have warranted or merit some further discretion? Or discussion. That's what these people
are looking at the map. I mean, they've
so how they get built? Are they Standing Rock Sioux tribe the only ones that are smart enough to say, hey, what are you doing to the water supply?
I would hope that they think about the water supply before they even build it.
If these pipelines, we know they all leak. They leak. That's the nature of the business. They leak. Sooner or later, you have a car that has petroleum base, gasoline, oil, lubricants, and when you have had the car long enough, you park in the garage, look underneath it, you see leaks.
Right.
Leaks. That's what happens when things who they have petroleum as a lubricant, and sometimes it loosens up gaskets and seals and that sort of thing. And this is just sort of what happens. So these people seem to be the only ones with any common sense. They've camped on the reservation near where the water would be affected, and with that, apparently,
which is on their land, right?
Yeah, it is.
This is on Native American land.
Yeah.
That's another element of this. There are multiple tribes that have come together protesting this.
Yeah.
So it's,
but why wasn't it? Now they put a pause on the construction. Again, my question would be, who was supposed to be watching this to check it out before they started building it? That's what
I think. Doesn't this all fall under the Army Corps of Engineers?
They know because of private.
Well, they're investigating it now. Then, yeah, because they're involved somehow. Yeah.
Yeah. But this is a private pipeline. Anyway, let's hope it doesn't get violent, because they'll end up the same way as that thing in Oregon, three or four months ago, and they shot one guy, and they chased him off of the federal land, which is an outrage anyway. That was one of the biggest things. You know, you can say what you will, good or bad, about Bill Clinton. One of the worst things he did, other than Waco, was to acquire, and Obama's followed in his footsteps, buy up more land. The federal government needs more land like I need another butt cheek. And so the understanding that we have the federal government buys up this land and that land, it's not necessary. As a matter of fact, there should be a wholesale change. I hope whoever is the next president looks at this stuff and says, what do we own all this land for? Let's get rid of it. We don't need all this land. What do we need all this land for? And then act appropriately or accordingly. But anyway.
Senator Bernie Sanders, who's been pretty much absent since he lost the nomination, he's been very vocal about this. He spoke in Washington, I think it was 2 days ago, before a crowd of about 3,500 protesters.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just looking at his Twitter feed now, and last night he tweeted, "Stop the Dakota Access Pipeline, respect Native American rights, and let us move forward to transform our energy system." And he said, "When we destroy nature, we are ultimately destroying the human beings of this planet. We have to stop."
Yeah. Well, they're going to stop tomorrow. Speaking of protests, this weekend, you can be sure Columbus, Ohio will be a pretty uncomfortable place after the shooting of yet another black kid by a white officer. Merit isn't important here. It's just another white cop shooting a black kid. He had a BB gun. I think that was the story, and it looked like whatever he was going to do, it was identifiable as a gun. He got shot and he died in the hospital. Officers on leave. Department is investigating. Same old story. Yada, yada, yada. Why do they have to shoot him to kill him? Why don't they shoot him in the leg or something? Shoot him in the shoulder.
It seems like that's our question with all of these things.
Yeah. Because they can still shoot back.
With a BB gun? What's a BB gun?
He can't. If he could assess the situation, he wouldn't have needed the shot at all, shoot at all.
What time of day was it when this happened?
Wednesday night.
Yeah. So what's dark. Maybe there's there's benefit of the doubt goes to the
13-year-old boy wanted for questioning Wednesday night in an armed robbery.
Mm-hmm. use a BB gun to conduct the robbery? Was that the idea?
I guess that's what the cop thought, and he didn't know whether it was a BB gun. I guess he just thought, okay, armed robbery suspect has a gun.
Yeah.
Can you give me the gun so I can see what kind of gun it is? Oh, it's a BB gun.
But that still goes back to Doug's question. Why are all of these instances shoot to kill? Why is it not shoot to disarm? Because then the kid can sue them later, and that's what they're worried
about?
What
kind of a shot do you think you need to be able to shoot somebody's moving hand?
No, I mean in the leg.
The
or something
cowboy
like that.
Did it all the
okay.
time.
Like the Rangers, and the cowboy laying down on the ground was able to shoot the bad guy still.
Yeah.
If you want to live as a law enforcement officer, you take that person out that is pointing a gun at you.
I wouldn't want to be in their position at that.
I wouldn't either.
Jeez.
And that's I think that's the biggest problem is who wants to be a cop now? Why would you want to be a cop now?
There are four police officers.
Right.
There are four police officers on suspension in the Framingham Police Department. 100 officers, four of them are on suspension at the moment for various derelictions of duty, including improper use of force, that kind of stuff. So, you know, to bolster what Richie just said, who wants to be a police officer?
Well, and then you have to look and say, okay, what about this armed robbery thing?
Yeah.
What is there? Was he the person that robbed the store? Hmm. If so, shouldn't we be looking at that?
Yeah. Well, but you don't shoot somebody because they rob a store. You shoot them because they possess something that could ultimately do you harm.
Right.
That's why you shoot them.
If you rob a store and you're just walking down the street, you get arrested. If you rob a store and you start waving a gun around, you're going to get shot.
Yeah. All right. Well, sour taste. That leaves in all of our mouths. Sorry about that, folks. Television news up and coming in a moment here.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. It's officially fall, and football fans are prepping for a season of game day entertaining. Here's a winning recipe sure to impress your guests.
In our home, it's not game day without Mississippi pimento cheese. Just mix a pack of cream cheese, 2 cups of cheddar, and 1/3 cup of mayo with a jar of pimentos, garlic powder, and cayenne. The cheese is great with crackers, but no matter what, it'll be gone by the end of the game.
To stock up on ingredients, we use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, so we earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs. We also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale clubs, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases. With those rewards, there's always plenty of pimento cheese to go around in our home.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Purdy.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Appears to me as I do the TikTok routine that it's 50 past the hour. Let's translate that to 10 minutes before the new hour. How's that for fabuloso? TikTok, TikTok.
Pay-
Don Attorney Spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Change past the hour. Time for travel news. Pauline Frommer from the Frommers.com website, the terrific Frommer's Travel Guides that so many people have relied on for such a long, long time, is here. I'm just printing out a boarding pass for a flight tomorrow morning that I'm taking to Los Angeles, Pauline, and I'm looking around at some of the things, the partners that the airlines have and how they bring it. Like when somebody's promoting Hertz or the Hyatt Hotels or whatever it is, how much do they get? The people that they promote on their website are all partners with them, so they share somehow in the revenue, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why big travel companies like the airlines, like the hotels, are trying to get you to book directly with them because they get a commission if you then up and rent a car from them or buy some other travel product.
I found
I think it varies by, you know, a deal, as you would imagine.
Yeah, probably. I think it depends also on the site. I found, I think I asked you about this once, and I think you didn't know about them because I found them. They came to me as an advertiser when they first came to America. It's an Australian company called Vroom, Vroom, Vroom. Basically, software outfit. Then you go to them and they rank all of the, they give you a list of all the car companies in this circumstance and I always go to Enterprise, but I find when I go to Vroom, 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 I've checked it. I can get a better price on Vroom, Vroom, Vroom than I can on the Enterprise website. Does that make
Still,
any sense?
Because a lot of that has changed in recent years. You know, there's been a lot of consolidation. Pretty much all of the rental car companies are now owned by two companies.
Right.
And it's harder to get a deal than it was just 2 years ago.
Yeah, National, Alamo, Enterprise owned by the same family, and Hertz, Avis owns, Hertz and Avis are two separate, I think it's three major companies, right? Hertz, Avis, and Enterprise, and then the others all sort of fall in underneath there.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Scam.
It is a scam. Yeah, right. Why bother to have a different name? Just put them all under one.
I'm going to open my own rental car company, Rich's Rental Cars. Doug, you want to join me? Rich and Doug's Rental Cars.
Rich and Doug's Rental Cars.
There's no more competition.
Yeah, right. That reminds me, asking that question, and especially from somebody who's named Frommer, travel agencies, when you need them now, how do you find the good ones? There's an article on the Frommer's website this week, and I think it really highlights how difficult it is. There are few and far between now anyway, but how do you know that you can trust the person or the, and using the example I just gave you about Vroom, Vroom, Vroom versus the car rental companies, how do you know you're not getting ripped off?
Well, you want to go with one who is a member of ASTA, the American Society of Travel Agents, which is the big industry organization and has a $1 million bond from the agencies who are members of it. So if they screw up, you can get your money back if you're with one of those agencies. You want to talk to your friends. They may have had good experiences, and about 1 in 10 Americans actually still does book vacations through travel agents. So if you know somebody who trust somebody, go for it. Also, you want to go to the real specialists. You don't want to go to a safari expert if you're booking a cruise. You want to go to a company with the name Cruise or Ahoy in its title. Because with cruises especially, if they sell a lot of them, the cruise lines give those agents perks to pass on to their clients. They can be really valuable, like upgrades, like free onboard credit, because that's the dirty little secret about cruising. Often the prices are low to get on the ship, but they get you once you're on and charge you for everything.
Especially the Disney cruises, I've heard. All right. There's a focus on the Great Barrier Reef and all the people that are going over there. Ever been to Australia to see the Great Barrier Reef?
I haven't made it to the reef. Unfortunately, because of climate change, 90% of it is bleached, and people are worried that it's dying. It's a tragedy.
So it's causing a lot of people to go over there and see it, and now it's messing up because now they're, with more people wanting to see it, it's hastening its demise.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, there are things in tourism that are counterproductive, but there are many reasons, I think, why the Great Barrier Reef is dying, and many reasons you should go to Australia. Most importantly, the Australian dollar is being trounced by the American dollar.
Really?
So prices are much lower there, than they were just 2 years ago.
It's supposed to be a gorgeous place. That's one place I haven't been. We ought to go. Pauline, thank you. Pauline Frommer, Frommer's Travel Guide at Frommer's, FROMMERS.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.